This week on the Design Review, it's episode 100.
100!
I don't know what we're talking about.
We're off the rails today.
We're off the rails today. Let's see how it goes.
No intro music. Boom, 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 boom. Yeah, this is episode 100. You know, this is going to be kind of a loose one. We're just going to do this for us. So may not get be the full juice you usually squeeze out of the design review episode.
Maybe to give people context. So for 99 episodes, we have prepared show notes and, you know, basically not scripted the episodes, but we've stuck fairly close to the notes that we've written up. And, you know, for 99 episodes, I think, you know, we deserve one episode where we don't have to do that.
Yeah, it's amazing. Like, we have 100 documents, Google Docs, that go over all the episode notes that we've done over the years, the research, and we've essentially created, like, almost 100 lessons. I say almost because we didn't do it for this one. But
Right. Well, next show.
Next show, yeah. And so, yeah, we wanted to kind of just celebrate the Design Review podcast. You know, we've been doing this for a number of years. You know, we did take a break for a little bit, but I mean, it's been years. We've been meeting every other week, creating some content, you know, taking turns writing up that kind of that lesson or that episode notes and then recording and Chris doing the editing. And It's been a huge ride. It's been awesome. So we wanted to just celebrate that, talk about that, and enjoy that with you, hopefully.
Yeah. So I guess maybe in the beginning, the show was very different, right?
Yeah.
It was we would do product reviews, actually. And that's why it was called the Design Review, was because we were reviewing the design of different apps and stuff.
Yeah, if you look at, like, episodes 1 through, like, I think 4 or 5,
it's like 20. It's
20? Oh, geez.
Something, yeah. It's, like, quite a lot where we reviewed.
Yeah, it was fun, apps. Though. I mean, it was really fun, but one thing we started to realize was that, like, there wasn't enough variation or interesting things happening from week to week that that really, like, stood out. It was like we're repeating the same things. And also, like, we really had a lot of interest and passion around specific parts of it, like start with why, you know, like show, don't tell, and getting into some of those things. So that's what led us to be a lot more focused. And also, we were fans of other podcasts, listening to other design podcasts, and there just was something missing from those. Yeah. Originally, we tried, you know, the review, getting to the details, but then we kind of pivoted, but stayed on that same kind of principle around not doing, like, interviews or talking, like, too much about design at a high level, but very practical, very deep things that, you know, are actually going to contribute to you as a designer and growing as a designer.
Yeah, because we would, you know, we would use an app for, like, a week or something, and then come back and talk about what it was like and talk about the design and talk about basically, like, what worked and what didn't work and what we thought about it. And, you know, a lot of these things, they were sort of practical things for people to know. And, you know, that it was helpful for us personally also just to be able to, like, review designs, you know, that were out there. But it was also helpful for other people to kind of hear about it and what sorts of things could go wrong with UI design. But one of the pieces of feedback that we got was people couldn't actually, you know, because every week it was different, so they couldn't see what we were looking at. So it was, like, really difficult to follow along.
We posted it on our website, but it just, no one was going to go to the website, you know, listening to a podcast. So,
and then I remember I experimented doing some video podcasts where, like, I did some screen recordings and uploaded them to a YouTube channel. It's probably still out there. I don't know if anyone looks at it, but There is the design review on YouTube, with probably one episode out there. But again, it was like nobody was really watching that stuff. And so I think, and especially with everyone's interest in sort of the principles and things that we would allude to when we were reviewing apps, I think that's what sort of kicked off the sort of current sort of iteration of what we talk about on this program.
Yeah, I've enjoyed that pivot myself. Like, there's even times I will go back to old episodes and listen to them again. Yeah. or notes, and because it's just like it's more, you know, it's always interesting going back to those early episodes about the apps specifically. Could care less, but but every single one we've done since that's really been focusing on principles or, you know, job growth and all these different things. And I'll go back to them because, you know, it's easier to, you know, to have the knowledge about something than it is to practice it. So, or you forget over time. So, you know, going back to those and listening to yourself, give yourself advice.
Yeah.
It's really helpful. Like, oh yeah. You know, especially with like the job hunt where, you know, that comes around every, you know, few years. And right, you forget everything, all your, you know, everything that was fresh a while ago. And so going back to those episodes is super helpful to be like, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, okay, I do need to do that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, same. I will sometimes go back to, you know, shows from years and years ago and just listen to stuff. And it's like, wow, we made a lot of really good points.
This person's... I trust this person. They sound like they know their time. But yeah, and also being, you know, in conversation, being able to have all of that at you know, and point to someone to all everything, all my thoughts on, you know, getting hired, all my thoughts on, you know, moving to senior or whatever. Those are, I refer to those all the time, you know, with DMs and mentorships and things like that. Cause it's so nice having all of that information out there, and you know, we spent the time on it, and it has that evergreen value of just sending that out over and over again.
Yeah, the challenge now is that there's so many episodes. There's 100 episodes.
100 episodes.
It's like how is somebody gonna like find stuff now?
Yeah, we should do like a curated list or something later. Like But yeah, another thing I wanted to chat with you about was like, okay, before we like actually started the podcast, like you and I met because like I had like started to gain some interest in like auto design. Like I thought it was really interesting, like designing interfaces inside of cars because they're so terrible. I had written like one article on Medium about it and was really interested to know more. And it's interesting because that also was sort of like the beginnings of my interest in like tragic design as well, around like these high stakes situations where design plays a critical role. And, and so we met up at, I think like Phil's or something.
Yeah. I remember it was Phil's in Palo Alto.
Yeah. In Palo Alto. And, that's the first time I met Chris, and we just had like so much fun chatting about design. Like we just kind of like bam, bam, bam. That I don't think it was right away, but after a few like chats together, we're like, let's make a podcast.
Yeah, we should just record it.
how terrible podcasts are made.
Yeah, well, and it's funny you mentioned that because it's like, I mean, we just did that just now.
Yeah.
We were just having a conversation and like, it's like, oh, we should probably just record that.
Yeah. And
we can't tell you what it was, but.
another ongoing trope of our podcast has been me having mic issues. in the beginning, and it's probably on a number of episodes. Like there was a time where like we were moving back from Sacramento to the Bay Area, and that's like you know, 2 hour space for those who are not aware. And we were living in my in-laws' house, and they had like a dog, and it was just like I was trying to record it there. I was like, this yapping you hear in the background. Yeah. So they had that, and sometimes I would even record it inside of a car and in order to get away from the yapping dog. By the end of the episode, first of all, there's sometimes like cars driving by, and two, like it would be so hot that I'm like about to pass out at the end of that episode.
Yeah.
And then closets. We've done closets.
Closets, yeah. Yeah, so for those of you who might be curious, one of the best places to record audio is actually in your closet.
Oh, yeah, because you always clothes hanging and they absorb so much energy.
I think it's what they call, acoustically neutral, because it's basically like the clothes in your closet basically act like the acoustic foam in very fancy, high-tech recording studios. And so it's a great place to record because your sound waves basically get baffled by everything that's in there. And I remember just like I would be standing in my closet recording a podcast, for an hour. And then John sitting in his car.
Or the, do you remember the, I think it's like four pillow method? And we would send this diagram to, we're interviewing actually like the people who own the apps and things like that.
Yeah.
We would send them this diagram because like they don't have professional recording setup. So we would send them this diagram like, hey, put a pillow down, put your phone on top of it. Put pillows on all three sides of it, except for the one you're speaking on, and then go and talk. Yeah. And that's how you can like have like a little bit better audio, And I also did that myself too for a while.
Until it worked.
I had a good microphone.
It still works. And if you are interested to, if you want that diagram, we can send it to you. We probably have it somewhere still.
Yeah, I can go look
in
it
Google
up.
Docs. Yeah.
And another ongoing problem is like sometimes I would record either without headphones, create an echo, or the file wouldn't save. Or there's always something with my audio, and I don't know why I'm so cursed. Technically cursed.
I don't know. I mean, I had that actually last week. My audio. My computer crashed, and luckily I was able to recover.
See, I wouldn't have that luckily part in my story ever. I feel like that's why I'm technically cursed.
But yeah, I don't know. I think we've ironed it out, but
more. I mean,
yeah,
you think we should have after so many 100 episodes in so many years. Someday, if we get more podcasting money from advertisers, I'll buy a closet. I was thinking now, I'll just put hooks up all around my office here.
Yeah,
and hang like all my clothes here. I think that'd be a great idea.
Or blankets.
Yeah, put blankets. Yeah, because Persians do that. I'm half Persian. We do that. Like we have rugs on the wall. Traditionally.
Yeah, man. There you go.
I'll do that. I'll put nice big old Persian rugs on the wall. That'd be awesome. That would look great.
That'd be nice. Yeah.
Just there you go. Have to spend a few grand on Persian rugs.
Home decor and podcasting tips all in one.
Another thing I like about our show is our inside joke. Do you know what we're talking about?
I don't know.
Yay! perfect layup and slam dunk. Yeah, I don't know where that came about, but we just every time because a lot of our teaching kind of lesson podcasts are like, we're like, well, what is the reason for this? And then for some reason, I don't know. end of episode. We thought it was hilarious. Sorry if that's not been funny to you, but it's been funny to us.
Yeah. Well, it's that kind of like Socratic, like questioning, why does this happen? Or what's the purpose of doing such and such a thing? I don't know.
And that's really the essence of the podcast. Like, we don't know. We're figuring it out with you. Like a lot of these episodes are like the homework we did last week. We went out and we did the homework and we researched a topic and then, we presented what we learned to you. So that's why it's been so valuable. I think that's the main reason, no offense to our listeners, of why I've been doing this podcast for so long is it's been such a dependable part of my growth as a designer. And then the fact that like it's helped so many people and we've heard back from so many people through DMs and emails, interview. Yeah. Like sometimes I'm in an interview and someone says like, oh, I listened to the Design Review podcast.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but it's been so awesome hearing that feedback. But to be honest, I think the main reason is just it's such a big part of my growth as a designer to hear your you know, what you're learning and then share what I'm learning,
which solidifies that.
Or, you know, I go out and learn something new specifically for the podcast. It's great.
Yeah. I mean, especially recently when we were doing all that cognitive psychology stuff, it was really nice to be able to, like, you know, I have this project. I do this thing where I get to, like, read psychological articles about, like, what motivates people to do stuff. You know, that was, like, really fun for me to, like, kind of look into it. And then when you had to, like, take a step back for a bit, getting to actually delve into dark patterns a bit more was also very interesting for me, because it was like, we all know, obviously, that you're not supposed to use dark patterns, but it was like, I had this question. It was like, well, why do they actually work, or why do they, like, why are they prevalent, and why, yeah, like, why do they work? And it was like, I don't know. Let me look into that. So yeah, it was like, it was really interesting.
Yeah. What else? You know, another thing we should mention here is that we have begged pretty grovelly. Is that a word, grovelly? We've begged for some user you know, testimonies and stories and stuff. Nobody did. That's okay. Like we said, you know, it's more for us, but just let us know. There was one tear that we did shed. So
yes,
we'll forgive you for that. You know, and literally though, if it wasn't for like the you know, the DMs and emails and other reviews and real life interactions, I would believe that nobody listens to this podcast. But apparently there's anywhere from I think the lowest estimate I've seen from our tools is like 3,000 like unique listeners, up to like, you know, in some episodes we've had like, you know, 10,000 listens or plus. So
yeah.
It's been pretty amazing. Like, I think altogether across all our episodes, it's really tough because there's terrible, terrible tools for a long time.
Yeah. They're still terrible, let's be honest.
But I mean, honestly, hundreds of thousands of listens, like at the least. So it's been really great, like seeing that grow over time. It's been, I'm glad we're able to contribute something. Like, especially I recently had the opportunity to talk to somebody who has much higher like level designer than I am, as far as like, you know, they their growth as a designer, like becoming a manager and a director and things like that, who had listened to our podcast early on in their career and like felt like they got a lot of value, and that made me so happy. Like, that is the coolest thing ever, that somebody who like I look up to and respect, like you know, had, you know, some value out of the podcast and, you know, accelerated their career in some degree. It's just super exciting. Yeah.
Did they, you know, kick you a little
no
residual?
they had left Google, but that was really nice. That was really special. The other
it would have been more special if they
I should have been like, so like a percentage of your bonus. Another interesting story, and maybe you can share a story too, like, you know, people we've met in the wild. One that comes to mind is like, I was doing an interview at Apple, so I didn't get the position, so maybe they didn't like the podcast. But it was so funny. Like, I was interviewing at Apple, and one of the guys like, "Oh, Design Review Podcast. I love that. I listen to your podcast. That's really great. Like, I listen to a bunch of the episodes, and it's really awesome." And so that was cool at moment too, and kind of funny, like in the middle of an interview, like being like, "Oh yeah, that's great." Let me show you why I'm a terrible designer.
I think I have probably similar situations where it's like, you know, I'll be, if I'm in an interview, job interview or something, like, "Oh, Design Review. Yeah. Yeah, that's a really good podcast."
Thanks.
And it's like, it's interesting hearing from people who listen to it. And especially if they don't realize, like, it's me on there. But yeah, it's interesting hearing from people who listen to the show and are like regular listeners, And then, I don't know. I think because also I do the office hours project thing where, people can schedule time to chat with me specifically. So I've gotten, you know, a lot of people telling me directly to my face now what they think sometimes. but no, it's been all good. A lot of people, it's been really nice meeting, folks who have listened to the show. And, I don't know. I can't think of too many stories like off the top of my head other than just like, yeah, people are pretty, you know, positive about a lot of the content that we put out. One thing I'm really curious is like how far back people listen, because there is so much content now, you know.
I almost don't want them to go from the beginning, like
some of the early ones.
Start at like 50, maybe episode 50.
Yeah.
But we've grown a lot. It's been, yeah, like even just in our own careers, our ability to put together a podcast, things like that. So
yeah,
it's been.
But yeah, I mean, I wonder, you know, because obviously, you know, with the internet, there's sort of like a.
What's that?
It's sort of like, you know, if it's older than like 2 weeks, it's generally like,
yeah,
obsolete. But I mean, the thing is, like, as you mentioned, you know, a lot of the things we talked about were sort of more principles based, which are actually rather timeless, I think. And yeah. Every time I go back and listen to some old episode, it's like, oh, yeah, this is really good.
What's your do you have a favorite episode? Like in the past, like, let's say 50 episodes, because I think I remember we did like a favorite, like a review,
like a retrospective,
yeah, introspective, like, yeah. Review. I got 50 or something it was,
yeah.
But
there is some that I go back to pretty often.
For me the fear episode I did a while ago was really good. Like I've been sharing that with a lot of new designers, like early career designers, and I think it's like something that really resonates with a lot of people, like who are starting out, because like you get into this, like, or you're starting a new job. Sometimes it'll like come back up when you're starting a new job, where you constantly feel like you have to be that, like the designer who knows everything. You know, you want to stop asking questions, and all of a sudden you start to feel overwhelmed. Like, and so that's fear versus productivity episode 61. I think is one that I really liked, and that has like resonated and helped me a lot. Another one is that for me is the episode 98, good ethics is good business. That's like a topic I'm really excited to expand on more in the future.
Yeah.
I've already given like a talk on it. You know, I've given a smaller talk on it. Like I really want to do more with that. I think it's really exciting. And I think those are my two favorites. Although I can't think back that far sometimes. So,
I mean, I think, for me, I like listening to the stuff we did on usability heuristics. That was like one of our first like series,
right? Yeah,
you know,
that's early
series,
yeah,
of episodes. So that one I like a lot. But also just kind of like, I guess more recently, I'm trying to look. It's a long list of episodes, so I'm trying to scroll through them all right now.
Yeah, isn't it amazing? Like every single one of these, I'm like, yep, I know exactly what we talked about. Like, it's pretty amazing. It's a big body of work, and I think we're both really proud of.
The episode we did on writing, I think, was really interesting.
Yeah, designers and writing. That it's so important, because we not only do we explore, like, you know, copywriting, not copywriting, writing copy in the UI and how important that is, but also how important it is to be a good writer and every, you know, outside of your designs, even like,
yeah,
conveying your
just
ideas,
to help your thoughts. Yeah.
And then actually helping to form more complex thoughts. Like that's, I literally was thinking about that this last week on how important writing is and the complex thoughts thing. Cause like I was trying to like formulate this email to somebody, and I was like, I can't even just think of what to tell, because I was kind of telling, yeah, somebody else what to write,
Yeah.
And I couldn't do that. I couldn't like tell them what to write. But as soon as I sat down to write and like formulate, all these like very complex thoughts all came together really well. And you're right. I think that's a really good one too.
What else?
A lot of the job ones I feel like are super impactful evergreen ones. Like we've talked about, you know, your portfolios, the job process from the hiring perspective, and how to have a good portfolio. And then also how to negotiate. So like it's like a perfect like group of them that will really get you through that process. And it's a really high impact time. Those we rely on a lot because you just forget after 2 years of not doing it. And then you have to go look for a job again.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, I mentioned the cognitive psychology thing. There's 10 episodes in that whole series. And it's worth listening to all of them if you haven't done that yet. So.
Yeah,
I think that's I mean, psychology is so much like a part of what's like underneath all of this design stuff, right? So like it's a good topic, I think, for people to just listen to and think about.
Episode 23, ask why ask why, was I think another like pivotal episode for us.
Yeah.
and it's something I've just referred to all the time in my daily life that like I think I really zeroed in on when we created that episode. So anyway, just there's a ton of great stuff in here. Few interviews that got made its way in when we were exploring things, like it's interesting. But I mean, how to do A/B tests, you know, how to work with metrics. How to have productive meetings is another really awesome one that I've referred to as well in the past. Like, hey, this is something that's really critical to, you know, getting promoted and growing as a designer.
Yeah.
And we talked about dark patterns, by the way, very early on, like ethics and stuff, super early on as well.
Surprise, surprise.
Let's look at some of these old apps that were like super hot the time we reviewed them. Like they were like the big app that like everyone was talking about.
Do you remember Elo?
Yeah, okay, so Elo. also, by the way, we've had this another like weird thing. In our RSS, it's always like episode 1 and then 2 and then 3. Like we've checked this a million times, but for some reason in like iTunes and a few other places, it goes episode 2, episode 1, and we have no idea why. Yeah. But anyway, yeah, so like Elo was like this like social like media platform, kind of like
a new one,
Twittery, more like a Twitter, I guess, but that's now disappeared. Quad was interesting. I remember Quad immediately. I thought of QR codes, and even Facebook Rooms here in number 6.
Oh yeah, whatever happened to Facebook
like
Rooms?
Group messaging. It's like these rooms you could do like messaging and video and stuff. But I think the things I liked about those are still like those, like, you know, the QR code things that are still really helpful. Yeah. Like, you know, like Venmo and a lot of these other apps still use that for like exchanging.
Oh, it's super helpful.
A link immediately with, you know, but for a while it kind of fell off because like iOS would refuse to have that in their camera.
Yeah.
I think now it's back. Like, you know, with that, especially with the Super Bowl ad that just had a QR code. I think QR codes are back, for better or for worse.
Yeah, they. I don't know when they changed their position on that, but the camera now works with QR codes natively.
Yeah,
I remember having to like install a QR code app.
Yeah, you had to install an app. I mean, Android has had that forever.
Yeah,
iOS, you had to rely on an app. Also, another thing that's cool in here is like, you know, Webflow. Like this is November 25th, 2014. We did the Webflow episode. Yeah. And, you know, it's blowing up now. But, you know, it was really early back then.
Ago. Yeah.
Sketch is on here from 2014.
Sketch, yeah. I like our Pokemon Go episode.
Yeah, that was fun. it was the hot app. But we also like wanted to explore like what patterns do we get from this?
Well, also, I mean, just as a product, it's kind of interesting, right? That bridging between digital and actual, like real meet space interaction, you know, a lot of metaverse type stuff.
Yeah, that's true. And it's so interesting that like the metaverse, like it feels new, but it's not. Like there's so many apps that are out there that are about building a virtual environment that are based in games. Oh yeah, we did our metaverse episode fairly recently, so you can go look at that one. Yeah. But you know, like Roblox and Minecraft, and there's so like just like endless like Second Life. There's just endless examples of products already doing that. So it's interesting.
You know what? It's kind of interesting because I think we've gotten feedback. Not often, but enough where we should consider doing it again. But people have given us feedback to resume doing some product reviews.
Maybe. I mean, episode 100 is the time to do it if we're going to do it at all.
Yeah. And I was thinking like, maybe this is a good good chance. You know, maybe not like...
Maybe patterns or something like more specific.
Yeah, or like, well, what I was going to say is like maybe not do it all the time like how the show started, but at least have some where, you know, maybe we talk about one or two relevant products, you know, so that people have, you know, some grounding in some of the more principle-y type things rather than just these sort of high-minded sort of topics.
Yeah.
I mean, I can philosophize about design for a long time.
Yeah, well, if you have an opinion one way or the other, you know, reach out to us on Twitter or something and let us know what you think. Otherwise, we're going to go off on a tangent. We're going to go changing everything. Yeah, we've also had like, you know, different sponsors over the years. Sometimes apps would give us like a free trial to review the app. Yeah. We've also gotten, you know, paid for the sponsorships. Yeah, that's been like an on and off thing for us.
Yeah.
Like big, but not big, not big enough to get like the full-time ads going. What else? I think that's it. Maybe we should wrap up the show. You know, like, again, thank you all for being a part of this, like being listening. Some of you for years and years, and we appreciate that, especially when we went on hiatus, you know, I had a kid, different things were going on.
Yeah, we were both just super busy.
We got super busy, and we heard from a lot of you on Twitter, on, you know, the reviews. Yeah,
when is the show coming back?
When's the show coming back? And then when it did, you know, hooray. And like all those little blips, like every single one of them are really meaningful to us and, you know, are a big part of why we do this. So, you know, again, like, you know, we love those. Please go do those. We appreciate that.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I can say also, you know, I do enjoy, you know, researching the topics, but it's always much better to hear from all of you listening that the things we talk about actually are, you know, have an impact.
Yeah, because the numbers are meaningless, right? Like, especially like if you post something on social media and it gets 10,000 views, like, and not a single reply, it's like, okay, like even if it had like a billion, I'd be like, what's going on? Like, you know, like zero replies. So those replies are like more meaningful than like a million zeros. So that's the kind of stuff that really makes us feel like, okay, we're not talking to a void. We're actually, you know, helping people out, and it's worth the time.
Yeah, and people get something out of it, and that's really great. And like, I really, I'm also very, very appreciative of folks who have, you know, listened to us for a long time, and even, you know, those of you out here who have just sort of started maybe in the last few weeks. You know?
Yeah,
you have a lot of shows now to go listen to.
Yeah, you have 100, some maybe 50 good ones, but.
Yeah,
we have 100 episodes to catch up on. So if you know, as always, leave us a review on iTunes if you enjoy the show. I mean, if you haven't done it yet, episode 100 is the episode to do it. I mean, I don't want to say you owe us, but I mean, you kind of. I mean,
you kind of owe
you
us.
You kind of owe us, bro. Leave us a review. And you know, obviously, like, that means a lot to us. Also, you can find us on Twitter. We do a lot of tweets. I'm design review. I'm UX UI design, and the podcast is DR_podcast.
And I am Machine Human. I mentioned it already, but you can also reach out to me and a bunch of other designers out there for mentorship. Just visit officehoursproject.com and find somebody you'd like to speak to and set up a time. And it's really great.
Still an awesome URL, by the way. Always, I'm like, yeah, I love a good URL.
Yeah, it's nice, right?
officehoursproject.com. Yeah, go check it out. They've had hundreds of people come through there already, and it's provide a lot of value. So, you know, if you're learning stuff from the podcast, and you need some one-on-one application, like direct feedback on exactly what you should do, that's a good place to do it. You can also visit us online at designreviewpodcast.com. And that's episode 100. Maybe we'll take a break or something. I don't know. Until the next one. I, by the way, I floated the idea with, and I think Chris shot it down, of like holding the podcast hostage until we get like five people replying to the pocket tweets, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, we like this show.
We could try. We could try it.
We're definitely going to do one, because we can't not do it. We do it, you know.
Yeah.
We enjoy doing it, but we'll probably do it sooner. So, yeah. Anyway, love y'all. Thanks for listening for so long.
Thank you.
Woo-hoo on episode 100. And
we made
it. You know, we'll still be around.
Yeah, we will. All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
See you.
See you at episode 200. I think I just heard Chris faint back there.
Yeah. Fine. Yeah, there's 100 more of these.
Okay. Can't think of any of the topic episodes.